Good morning. My conversion story is to go back to my childhood. My parents separated and divorced at an early age. I believe I was somewhere around 5 or 6. And we had no kind of religious upbringing when we were children. My sister and I started attending a Baptist church, I believe when I was around 8 to 10 years old. And back then, they just baptized you just to baptize you and get numbers. So we were both baptized, and we continued to attend church for a while. And then I drifted off out of church. As I became older, then I got into, I smoked for 23 years. I drank. I had my share of smoking pot. So anyway, my first wife, I was married for 17 years. She had left and had an affair and got into dope really heavy, so I was left with our 3 children to take care of, and I was working at the mill at that time. As many of you know, most mill work, you work the weekends. You don't have Saturdays off. And at that time, I was occasionally attending the Kalapulya Free Methodist Church out of town. So time went on, and I kept doing the same old things, drinking and smoking, and I wanted to really give up smoking and drinking. And I asked God several times for me to be able to get rid of that desire to do those things. One day I got sick, come down with a really bad chest cold. So as many of you could imagine, if you were to smoke and you have a chest cold, it about wipes you out. So I sat one morning, I was hungover, and I prayed to the Lord for me to be able to give up drinking and smoking. And so at that time I just quit everything cold turkey. And by God's grace, he got me through that. I hear a lot of horror stories from people that have quit and how hard it is, and it really wasn't hard. About the only thing I had to do was suck on hard candies to get over the cigarette problem. So the Lord really blessed me. And then our children, my youngest son and Chantel's oldest son, went to school together. So they introduced the two of us. And we went out for a while, and Chantel had mentioned that she was an Adventist, and we talked about the problems of the person that you're with not being equally yoked and how she'd had that problem before, and I promised her then that I would never come between her and her God. So time went on. After about 5 months, we ended up getting married, and I was still working at the mill, still working Saturdays, working a lot of doubles. So then we kept praying together. Chantel kept coming to church faithfully every Sabbath. And of course, I didn't attend church. So then one day she asked me if I would like to come to church with her. And I said, oh, sure. I said, I thought you'd never ask. So I went ahead and came to church here. I had on my Oregon Ducks baseball hat. My Oregon Ducks, everything I wore was Oregon Ducks. In the church, I never wanted to take my hat off because of being bald. I was embarrassed of, you know, losing the hair thing. So anyway, I wore that into church, and thankfully the church here accepted me just the way I was. Nobody said a word about me wearing my hat. People don't know how important it is to somebody that comes into the church for us not to judge them or not to say anything to them about the way they're dressed or the way their life's going at that point. So then after that, we'd been married, I think it was just a few months, like 2 or 3 months after we'd been married, and our children come down one evening because they shared a bedroom upstairs, and they said our son Andrew had had seizures while he was a child. So they come down and told Chantel and I, they said, Andrew's had a seizure. So we ran upstairs, and he was out of it and flopping around. We couldn't get him to come to, called the ambulance. The ambulance showed up. They thought for sure that he wasn't having a seizure, so they rushed him to the hospital. We sat at the hospital for a couple hours. They kept reassuring us, everything's fine, don't worry about it, your child's going to be okay. After a couple hours, they come in and told us to prepare for his death. It so happened he had spinal meningitis. And doctors told us that he only had hours to live. At that time, Pastor Harbor come into the hospital. He was there visiting somebody else. And Chantel had seen him on his way out of the hospital and told him what was going on with Andrew and asked if Andrew could be anointed. So Pastor Harbor said, sure. He went in, had Andrew anointed. He let me be in there with him while we all prayed and anointed him. And I'm telling you, within hours after he was anointed, not even an hour, things started to change, and he started, and they had him strapped to the bed with a piece of netting because of the way he was just thrashing around, and he was completely out of it. So after the anointing, he kept getting better and better and better. They said he'd never walk again. As many of you know, he just helped finish putting the siding on this church. But I seen from my very own eyes the power of God work on Andrew. He said he went from dying, and people in the hospital were coming and seeing him and saying he was the miracle child. Everybody wanted to see the miracle child. So that alone right there, all the time I was growing up, and Satan's pumping all this stuff into your head, and you're doing the evil things, you're doing the drinking, the smoking. You have the doubts, is there really a God out there? Does he care about me? And you're not into studying or worshiping with God at that point in your life. And after this had happened, it just reassured and let me know that there is a God out there that loves and cares for us very, very much. And just after that had happened, then Ken Cox had come to town with his series that they had over at UCC. And Chantel and I attended that. And then it was shortly after that that I was baptized. And it's the most wonderful thing that's ever happened to me in my life. And then the church, not long after that, asked me if I'd be interested in being a deacon. And the people in the church don't know what a wonderful gift that's been to me to be able to be a deacon and be able to serve not just the people in the congregation, but our Father in heaven, and work on the church and be able to do the things that need to be done. There's something in Monday's lesson that I want to read at the end that fit this pretty good. It says, the gifts of his grace through Christ are free to all. We've all been elected to be saved, not lost. It's in our own choices, not God's, that keep us from the promise of eternal life in Christ. Jesus died for every human being, yet God has set forth in his word the conditions upon which every soul will be elected to eternal life, faith in Christ, which leads the justified sinner to obedience. Just thought that fit the whole thing in a nutshell.